It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes. Barry Rosner.
But seriously, why are you guys bothering me? What do you want from me? I think I've made it clear that I don't really want to participate anymore. And yet you call and you call. I'll say it again. I love Tanny, but Shane I have no use for. And I don't understand why he just won't leave me alone. Seriously.
Afternoons on the Score.
Gillespie from the out of bounds to the freshman queen who's driving. Floats it. Hey!
Great call and call back by Lisa Byington, because Maryland got bit with three times this year with buzzer beating shots that lost them games. So them being on the right side of a buzzer beater, pretty fun.
That was your guy. You gave us a couple of guys the other day in this tournament that you were thinking about as possible Bulls targets, somewhere between, I don't know, 7 and 8 in the draft and 15 or 16 in the draft. And Derek Queen was one of them, and that guy made a lot of waves with his game last night, culminating with that buzzer beater. I mean, that's a big man off the dribble to his left off glass.
That's an impossible shot, man. And he made it, and his game is so old school. That's the thing that I'm drawn to, that I like, that he can function, I think, in a pro offense, because there's not going to be anyone that's able to deal with him if he decides, because he can face up or back to the basket. He's another one of these guys that has great feet, dancer's feet, and the post position, and however you want it, dog.
Yeah.
You want low post, he can do it. You want high post, you can do it. He'll face up from the three-point line and take you off the dribble. I love watching him.
The guy that I loved watching yesterday was Walter Clayton Jr., the 6'3 guard on Florida.
Showed a lot of heart, man.
Oh, my God. He hit big, big shots, but he's done this all year. He's got crazy range. He's got really incredible NBA range, and that jumper is gorgeous. And the dude can pass big time, and his coach right after said, great leader. I'm intrigued by Walter Clayton Jr., and he's a 6'3 scoring guard, so he's right now he's listed 47th on NBADraft.net.
Well, the Bulls are used to that,
right? But
having to go get someone in the second round that's going to be an impact player on your roster.
He's got mini Steph Curry vibes because his jumper is that pure and he's that fearless. And if he his run might continue here for Florida in the tournament, but color me extremely intrigued by that dude, Walter Clayton Jr.
Well, the other guy, look, it's hard to project some of these guys just because it is the tournament. You're like, well, wait, what does that look like against a pro?
Sure.
There's a player that I love, but I just think he's too little. And he's listed as 6'3", but he doesn't seem 6'3". And that's Jace Richardson.
Oh, man, he doesn't seem 6'3". He had a follow on an air ball late in that Michigan State game. It's like, what is he doing up there? He's very, very intriguing, for sure.
I really like him as like a second-round pick
but
guy.
But he's in everybody's top 10,
but I'm
Jace
not,
Richardson.
But I'm not... Well, we'll get it, right? They still do the Moody Bible? Well, No, they're at Wintrust now. Because last year they were at Wintrust.
Oh, wow.
We'll see how tall he is at Wintrust.
Yes, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. There's some dudes out there, and this tournament has offered some fun. One thing I didn't realize about Walter Clayton Jr., and it's also true of the big man at Arkansas, they were with Pitino at Iona. Walter Clayton Jr. was with Pitino at Iona before Pitino came down to St. John's and did this thing.
How about the fact that the tactician got beat by the player's coach? Rick Pitino is one of the greatest tacticians in the history of college basketball, and people don't give Cal enough credit for how good he is at the X's and O's. People think that he just kind of does the players and then throws them out there. And he did a job against St. John's. The way that they went right after their weakness, them not being a team that can really shoot the three ball, and they were like, go ahead.
Yeah.
Please.
And then Pitino benched his best three-point shooter at the end of that game and was openly questioned by everybody on the broadcast. I thought Pitino's tie looked exactly like Calipari's jacket, which really threw me off. Like, they were wearing the same pattern. Pitino had it in a tie, and Calipari had it in a jacket. So that means that win was fait accompli.
Is there beef over now? Because they did the hug pregame.
And did you see? And they did a handshake before the final buzzer.
Yeah.
Like, Pitino walked over and gave him the handshake before the game was even done.
Yeah, I kind of don't like that now. Like, it's whatever. We'll discuss it another time.
Yeah.
We've got Cubs baseball. They are taking on the Atlanta Braves. So we've got to go, but we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks to everyone involved in the show, Shane, Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel. I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support that you show us. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow at 2. Cubs baseball is next.
All right, I got to go here, guys. I got something.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.